I can remember the court held some sessions in the courtroom, sitting at the ground level, shall I say, the floor level, around a table. I think it just the room was available for that purpose, big enough and all. And there were some well, what I don't really call testimony taken, but people were allowed to address the court and to explain their perception, somewhere at any rate, of how the rules ought to be framed. I can remember for the first time we got what was it, a little separate book on evidence rules.
Yes, yeah.
And you must have had a big part in that. I don't recall.
I did. I was interested in evidence, and I still am. I taught evidence to the judges for years in the National Judicial College, and I taught as an adjunct professor at the University of Detroit and at the Cooley Law School. And evidence was always kind of a hobby with me. I liked it. The federal rules of evidence had been adopted for the federal courts in 1975 and had been proposed for adoption in Michigan by a special committee appointed by our court and by the bar. And that's when we first used the technique you've just described. We had hearings after a proposed set of Michigan evidence rules had been adopted by a committee, of which I was a member before I came to the Supreme Court, as a matter of fact. We had hearings sitting in the well of the courtroom in Lansing, in which we did invite spokespersons from all segments of the bar and the bench and the academy to comment on these rules. I loved that work because I felt some expertise in the law of evidence. But an interesting thing happened, and I mean this not as any criticism of any justice, but if a history is a history, it's got to be what happened. I have already adverted to the fact that there was a dearth of trial judicial experience in our court until Blair Moody joined me. I was the only one that had that experience. And none on the court claimed it, and all in the court were perfectly willing to cede to another of us who had some expertise, the leadership role in suggesting the resolution of issues. And when it came time to debate among the seven of us whether we would adopt for application in all Michigan courts the new proposed evidence rules, we held these hearings we've just described. Then we set aside a full week, I'll never forget it, in 1977, I think it was in the autumn, and it was thought by several in the court we would just adopt these rules if the proposed rules, which had been produced by the commission, were approved by the commission. They must be okay. The commission represented lawyers and judges and even us. But I didn't see it that way. I thought there were some serious deficiencies in the federal rules of evidence, which had been adopted, in many cases, verbatim for Michigan. And I had studied rather thoroughly because of this interest I've described. I'd studied the federal rules and thought I recognized areas where the Congress just worked out a political compromise instead of having done what was best for litigants. So I asked if we could take these proposed rules, 10 articles of them, section by section. I thought Soapy Williams was going to have apoplexy when he heard that. He was we'll get to this later, he was a genius in terms of an administrator in our court. He was a great Chief Justice. He saw his duty primarily as moving the cases. And this idea of going through the proposed rules of evidence chapter by chapter was enough to give him a stroke. And he turned almost pale. And my friend Thomas Giles Kavanaugh, who claimed no expert in that technical expertise in that technical stuff, wasn't too interested. So the upshot of it all was that there were primarily two of us in the court who became and were deeply interested in every line of every section of the rules of evidence, and we pretty much led the discussion, and that was Chuck Levin and me. There were others on the court. Now, Blair Moody wasn't with us yet, so we didn't have the benefit. I don't think he was. No, we didn't have the benefit of his trial experience. So while the other justices participated, including